The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on 702. 702.
Well, Chief Economist at Alexander Forbes, Isaac Mtlanga with us this evening. Isaac, we've got this huge fuel price increase, or the diesel price increase, coming through at midnight tonight. Well, the petrol price is being cut. Can you explain why there is this enormous disparity happening in the fuel market?
Well, I think the Department of Mineral Resources attribute the differences in diesel and petrol in terms of their increases to a differentiated price for transportation to inland. That is what they attribute to. That's why we're seeing the price of diesel going up by 98 cents. But if you look in terms of the underlying primary drivers, which is the currency and the Brent crude price in dollar terms, you know, the currency, depreciated by about 1.9%, let's just round off to 2%. And if you look in terms of the crude oil price, it actually declined by nearly 8% in the month that we are considering, such that the net effect of the two is a decline of about 6.5% in terms of the rand price of oil. That then translates to a decline in petrol prices. But nonetheless, diesel prices continue to increase.
How much longer do we have the relief that Enoch Godongwana, the finance minister, announced? Is it another 2 months of relief or 1 month of relief in terms of the taxes that were suspended on fuel prices? Because when those get reintroduced, if there's no significant shift in the oil price or significant improvement in the currency, that's going to come as another big shock.
Look, we still have the month of May. And by the end of May, that price reprieve ends, which means, if they don't find another solution to continue to remove that run 15 terms of fuel levies, then it will have to kick in. But as we have noticed in SA and in other countries, the permanency of temporary, relief measures, it's a global phenomenon. So I would expect government to find this very difficult to reverse. And I would expect them to actually implement it as a permanent measure. They would have to offset it somewhere else, but then it means it's no longer fiscally neutral as it was in the previous months when they implemented it, because they had to sell a portion of the strategic oil reserve, which are no longer there, so they can't do it anymore. So they would have to find a different mechanism to continue to offset it. Otherwise, we have to see a 1.50 kick in. But maybe something in terms of the actual impact of what we see in terms of fuel prices. For petrol, it's a decline of about 93 million rand. But for diesel, it means we're going to pay more, 1.1 billion in the month of May because of that 98 cents increase in diesel prices.
Isaac Mtlanga, thank you for explaining it. The economist, chief economist at Alexander Forbes this evening.